Hey, before we get started, if you're in the state of North Carolina, we're headed to the North Carolina State Student Conclave. All these PT students getting together at Elon University. If you're out there, make sure to say hi. Always great to have this guy on the show. Danny Matei comes on the program. Yeah, this dude wrote a book. We get into what it's called. It's an explicit title. Very naughty. We may get to play with the bleep out button a few times in this episode. And just so you know, we mentioned it during the episode, How to Win It. We're giving away copies of his book, plus a chance to get a one-on-one phone call if you're thinking about jumping into biz PT, opening a cash practice, much like Danny and the people he works with. So stay tuned. Info to win that book and the consultation call, all in the episode. First round is brought to you by Owens Recovery Science, a single source for PTs looking for certification in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Johnny and his team, they're on the forefront doing the research and testing and releasing the papers about this stuff. They're the gold standard. Check them out online at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Broadcasting to physical therapists around the world.
It is.
This is the PT Pinecast.
May I introduce?
Please allow me to introduce you to.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy Matei.
Danny Matei back on the show, host of the PT Entrepreneur Podcast and the founder of Athletes Potential in Atlanta and Decatur, Georgia. Danny, welcome back to the show, man.
Yes, Jimmy, thank you so much for having me on again. It's easily my favorite podcast to be on. I think you did such a good job of like interviewing people, and just it's so like seamless. It's fun to be able to chat with you, and it's also cool. I don't know if I have a record in anything else, but I'm gonna tell my wife about this tonight, and she's gonna find me more attractive.
That's what I bring to the table.
You bring that to the table.
Appear more attractive, but we got to add something else to your resume. I mean, we should also let people know you do business coaching specifically within the world of physical therapy, but now author. I'll be honest, I pat myself on the back when I read a book, and you went and you wrote a book. Talk about that.
Yeah, for somebody that also, I have probably about 50 books that I'm halfway through.
Halfway through, me too, yeah.
And I told my wife, I was like, but if you add up the 50% of all of them, I'm through 25.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty solid. I just, I'm quick to kind of like move on to something else. So the fact that I actually sat down and for 8 months put together my thought process on what I've learned in business so far, in particular in the cash practice realm, is interesting to me that I actually, you know, was able to finish it. But also it's something that I think that will be there and my kids can pick it up. And now granted that the title's a bit extreme, but they're no strangers to the F word in the Matei house, by the way. They can use it in context and they're 5 and 7. You know, but it's something they can read and they can see like, oh man, mom and dad, like, wow, they did this thing and, you know, they started this business. And I kind of talk about how I got started. And I have kind of like an interesting story about how we left the military and went into business that we knew nothing about and some of the mistakes we made along the way, which is a lot. And hopefully people can learn from that. And then we really dive into stages of a cash practice, which I think are important to know, because I look at like martial arts. You know, you don't just go one day and say like, okay, I'm just going to get a black belt. You may think that, but you know, you go and you stay for a while and then you get a blue belt and you get a purple belt. And then you have these stages along the way that show that you're improving and you're learning new things and you should celebrate those. So for me, I thought it was important to define these stages of a cash practice, then to go through the two main kind of linchpins that I see within the business, which is sales and marketing, which you and I can have a conversation about that in terms of plenty of other things besides just entrepreneurship. But if you're good in those two skills, you'll get better outcomes clinically. You're going to have more business than you know you can handle, and you're worth a lot more to a clinic, even if you decide to stay there. I think it's something that will be helpful to our profession, hopefully.
So the name of the book is Insurance, and I do like how you PG'd it for the cover for the kids. It is use the asterisk in there. Well, let's start from the start. You said it took you, you know, 8-9 months to write it. What got stuck in your mind? What were you like, you know what? People need to know this, and I'm going to put it all down in one paper. Where was that driving force?
I'm fortunate enough to like be able to talk to a lot of universities. I have friends that are professors at different ones, and they're interested enough in what I'm doing to be able to have me teleconsult with their students and talk to them about business. And I tend to get a lot of the same questions over and over again. And I also hear a lot of the same frustrations from new graduates. And what I hear, and this weekend, I was in this dry needling course here in Atlanta. One of the guys was there. He's 6 months out of his practice, and he kind of describes the exact norm that I tend to hear from people that are in particular, fit the mold that I like to treat in, which is more performance-based. Like I have a background in strength and conditioning. We're manual therapists as well. So we use our hands to create a symptom change. And then we use our strength and conditioning principles to create long-term positive improvements in their health and wellness. that mixture is really effective. But you take something like that and you throw them into a clinic where they're seeing, you know, 20 plus people a day, and they're primarily work comp, Medicare population, and it's only a matter of time before they start to get really frustrated with their career path. So what I hear is, yeah, I came out of school, I'm getting paid like, you know, mid-60s range for this first job. Within 6 months, they make me a clinic director of this other location that they're standing up, where I'm getting paid an additional $1,000. And now I have all these other duties as well. And most of the people I'm seeing, I really don't enjoy working with. And every once in a while, I get somebody that comes in that wants to run a 10K, and I'm like so excited to work with them. And you know, for me to hear that and for them to look back and wonder if they made the right decision to go to PT school because of where they found themselves. And is this what the rest of their life looks like? Like, is this what it looks like for the next 30, 40 years or whatever, how long they're going to work? It's sad for me to hear that. And I know there's a different way. There's a better way. So I just kind of look at it as a resource, like a tactical manual. Like when I was in the military, we had the officer's, you know, manual. How do you put this thing on your uniform? All right, I'm going to look here. And for me, I wanted to write a manual of how you can take these skills that you have developed clinically and understand the business side of it, which is the other half, to where you can say, all right, I'm going to go out on my own. I'm going to do my own thing, and I'm going to charge what I'm worth, and I'm going to take this into my own hands and work as much or as little as I want and create time and financial freedom versus work somewhere I hate and start to really add so much additional stress to your life that is unnecessary.
You talked about it. You've written about it, that moment when you were sitting in your car and you were deciding, like, man, you know, before you went into clinic one day, like, do I even want to be a PT anymore? And when I saw you were writing a book, in my head, I was like, okay, Danny's thinking back to Danny in that moment and saying, how do I prevent that for even one other person from making that turn and saying, I'm going to go do something else? Because, you know, we can do amazing things as PTs, but if we're not driven by something, you know, really this book, you know, kind of gives the middle finger to that thing that we like to bring up and bitch about internally, especially in these social media silos, it'll never change. It's never going to change. Either you change or nothing happens. Those are pretty much your two options, sitting around holding your breath for insurance to change. So where do you start when someone says, because honestly, man, 15 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe less, someone doing a cash practice at a school, like giant red flags, your professors or your colleagues are waving red flags saying, don't do it. And now, I mean, I've been out of school for 3 years. I've seen a giant shift into people not only saying you can do it, but pushing people to do it.
I agree. I've seen, 5 years ago when we started Athlete Potential, it's just interesting to see the shift in the way that people contact you about working with you. The question used to be, do you take my insurance?
It's always
now the question is, you probably don't take my insurance, do you? You know, because they see that there is a clear difference between what we do and what other people do. And in fact, I would say probably 60% of the people that we see as new patients have already gone the other direction. And they've fallen through the cracks because most clinics like that are set up for your Medicare population, your post-op population, your work comp population. There's going to be higher volume, maybe simpler problems to solve. But when you have somebody that has these higher level aspirations of, you know, activity, and it's not everybody we work with is like, you know, a professional athlete. We definitely get that. And we get a lot of youth athletes, but in the middle, probably, you know, 60, 70% of what we see is somebody between the age of 35 and 55 that is a weekend warrior, or they're CrossFitter, or they're running 10Ks, or they're triathletes, or they're just trying to be like really healthy and preventative, which is a cool trend. So I've seen that change a lot. And the other thing that I've seen is there's less fear associated with the fact that will a cash practice work? Like now, I guess it's kind of like the idea of when the four-minute mile was originally broken, right? There was a handful of people that did it that same year when they thought it was impossible. And it's because there's a confidence associated with that. Something has been achieved they thought couldn't happen. And when I got out, I was told by some pretty smart people, like people that have very, very good insurance-based businesses, that I was making a mistake, that there was no way I was going to be able to scale past myself. And at the time, I was like, okay, I guess that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to be a single provider. I didn't think we'd ever be able to hire anybody else because I was given this information from people that I trusted, and they're just wrong. They just didn't know. And they weren't trying to like put me down or anything. This is what they thought. But the reality is you can, and not just that, but you know, with the mastermind that we have, what's so cool is starting to see in lots of different marketplaces. I'm in Atlanta, which is a pretty big city, but we have people killing it in smaller marketplaces too. Like a city like Memphis is a perfect example. There's a guy in our group, his name's Clay Jones, and he has a practice called 901 PT. And Clay is growth-wise in 2 years where it took us 4 years to get to. In a smaller marketplace, like people don't think of high affluence in Memphis. You know, it's not like New York City, yet he's providing something that's not there. And he has way less competition than these bigger cities. And he's absolutely crushing it and growing like a weed. So you can make it work in a number of different demographics. So I think that's what's happening, is they're starting to get more confidence and start to see like, hey, I can do this. And you know what? It looks real shitty over there. I want to do that. So, yeah. You know, they're kind of jumping ship early.
Buck insurance, your playbook to a successful performance PT practice and never having to deal with insurance again. Kelly Starrett, you're talking about people that you like and respect. Kelly Starrett writing the forward for you.
Dude, I'll tell you this much. The foreword that Kelly wrote is worth the cost of the book. Like, if you want to be inspired to go that direction, you don't even have to. It's like a couple pages. You don't have to read the rest of it. But, you know, you're talking about somebody that has done a lot within our profession. In particular, people forget that he had a cast practice. He's the first person that I ever saw treat in a cast practice. And this was in a Connex box. A Connex box in a parking lot in San Francisco. Wow. And that's when I was like, dude, you're charging like $200 a visit for this? Like, you're in this Connex box in a parking lot, and he had a wait list for weeks, you know, and this is like before Supple Leopard even dropped. This is like when he was doing the edits to it. I was like, man, how's that work? And he goes, well, I provide a solution to their problem, you know, and I work with them and I coach them, and that's valuable, and people look, sure. Seek that out. So yeah, the fact that he wrote it, I mean, I'm very honored that he did that. He's a friend of mine, and I think the forward is just like really, really profound. If you just read that, it's probably worth it.
So for people like Danny and me, and maybe you, just read the forward, or maybe read half the book and just let it sit
on for you and me. Yeah. I was going to say the best place to get it. So if you head to finsurancebook.com, we're essentially just giving it away. All you have to do is pay for shipping. So you pay us $7.95 and we'll ship it anywhere in the world. And we're also going to give you access to some other stuff that's honestly just as valuable. There's a training that we have on how to develop relationships with gyms, and another training that we have on the four areas that 6 and 7 figure cash practices focus on. So for us, like, you know, it's probably something that we're going to do for a short period of time. I don't know if we're going to do that forever, but if you head to finsurancebook.com, you can get it there, pay $7.95, and we'll send it anywhere in the world. You just cover shipping and we'll give you the book.
That's a steal. Yeah. I love it. I like the fact that you're using the parental advisory explicit content.
Dude, you will appreciate this. So when I spoke to the editors, I said, I want this to look like a CD I wasn't supposed to buy back in the day.
Yeah.
And, and she goes, I know exactly what you're talking about. And she came back, and like, I gave them very little feedback. And this is what they came back with. I was like, this is perfect. They put the little parental advisory, like back in the day, I was trying to buy like an M&M CD and it, nope.
Love it. All right. We're giving away a copy of Danny's book, Insurance. We're also going to we're going to spice it up for you. So not only the book, again, you can get it at finsurancebook.com. Is that right? I'm making sure I'm saying that right. Yeah. We're going to give away a copy of that book. We'll get it to you. But the tangible plus, the and, is we'll let you get on the phone with Danny for an hour and, you know, pick his brain. Kind of do, you know, if you're sitting there listening to this and you're saying, but what about this super, you know, narrow question that I want to ask? You can do that with Danny. So we'll do it via social media at PT Pinecast, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter for you.
The ability to chat with one of you guys is something that I do a lot of this, a lot of mentoring work for other practice owners in particular around the country. But, you know, what I tend to see, and this is something that I love to get in on the phone with people, is people get so wrapped up in the little details of things. They get too wrapped up in that and scared to even start. If you get this sort of like perfectionist mentality, and you know, you're like, well, I need my logo to look like this. It's like, let me tell you something. Nobody gives a fuck about what your logo looks like. What they care about is if you can get their back pain better. You know, you can worry about that at some other time. But the reality is, like, yeah, there's some basic things that I'd love to dig into about just actually what it takes to be successful. And in many cases, it's not as difficult as you in your mind perceive that it is. It's just scary.
Yeah, you're rushing to the nose. You know, you're finding your flaws. I've heard that before in terms of sales. Like, sales experts say, don't talk yourself out of a sale, man. Don't give them reason not to buy your service, because typically we, as pretty much anybody, most people undervalue. This is not just isolated to physical therapists. This is a lot of people. You take what you're very good at, your skill, and you're like, well, it's so easy to me because I've been doing it for 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years. Does it even have value? And then you watch someone like a buddy of mine who's a graphic designer who could bang out a logo in 10 minutes that I couldn't do in 10 years. And I'm like, that's a skill, right? Yeah. Like, so a therapist getting you from pain to 10K, that's a skill, and you should be compensated.
For sure. Yeah. I think the thing that's a Achilles heel, but also like one of the best parts about our profession is, let's be honest, Jamie, I'm like, we like to help people. You go to a PT conference, there's not a lot of jackasses walking around. Like, there's a lot of nice people. They want to help people out. Like, you go to a like business litigators conference, and there's probably a bunch of jerks. You know, they're paid to fight with other people. For us, it's a positive. It's a superpower, but it's also our kryptonite, because we think to ourselves, oh, well, yeah, you're okay. Like, I just want to help you out. But you know what? You got to buy macaroni and cheese for your kids, and that's free. So you got to also charge what you're worth. You got to be able to make what you're worth. And if you don't think like, let's put this in perspective. Somebody like comes into my office, right? So here's a perfect example. I had somebody literally pick me up off the ground a couple of days ago. It's a patient of ours. She's a master's level rower. She's had back issues on and off for probably going on a decade. She is frustrated. She's seen so many people, and all she wants to do is row with her friends in her boat, right? And they're going to nationals. And she just got back from nationals. She comes in my office. Literally, she's this little like redheaded lady from Boston, and she picks me up off the ground. She's probably 5 feet tall. Picks me up off the ground, just gives me this big bear hug, you know. And she's like, "I just got to thank you. This is the first time that I've rode and like pushed really hard and haven't had back pain in almost 10 years, you know." And I told her, I was like, "Dude, that's amazing. Like, you just made my day." And the fact that if you don't think that that is worth what she's paying us. Like, that outcome is the solution. Is the solution to a problem is what is valuable. The skill of physical therapy inherently is a commodity. Like, you can get it a lot of places. And if you're in a commodity, you're not going to be able to charge what you're worth. You're going to charge what insurance says you're worth. But when you can solve a problem for somebody and they get a solution to the problem they state they want, now all of a sudden that is infinitely valuable. And it's whatever you and that other person agree that they're willing to pay, which could be probably a lot more than what we even charge at this point. So, I mean, I think it's just a paradigm shift in how we look at things. And the fact that we would do it for free is great, but you also have to look at the fact that you're valuable. And if you don't think you're valuable, you're going to struggle a lot with your career if you decide to go on your own.
Biggest three takeaways from reading this book right now. What's someone going to get out of this? I mean, you're essentially, like you're saying, you're giving it away for free. We'll just give people a little taste test. What are they going to be able to do if they're that person that we're looking on the bell curve? They're thinking, I want to do this, but I'm just scared to jump in. Yeah. What three things can they take away from this book?
Honestly, a very large majority of people that are, they're like lurkers, right? They're like a business lurker, like, maybe I'm thinking about it, but I'm not quite ready yet. And if that's you, like, that's probably the ideal person that should pick this up. So first of all, you're going to get an idea of, number one, like, what does it actually look like from the standpoint of somebody that's done it, that opened a business with a couple kids? Because this is everything I get. It's not the right time. I've got a couple kids. Well, I get you, dude. I had a 6-month-old and a 2-year-old when I opened mine, and it wasn't the ideal time by any means, but there's no perfect time. So you'll get an idea of like what that actually looks like. And more importantly, these phases that you can look at to start to see, okay, well, instead of me trying to make, you know, $50,000 a month in revenue in my practice, maybe all I really need to do is get to 5 to show that this is going to work. We call it kind of proof of concept. So your proof of concept, the first, you know, 0 to 5,000 is really you proving that to yourself. So number one, you'll get an idea of like what you're looking at in terms of stages that you need to take action on first. Number two, you're going to learn how to get more people in the door. So marketing is a big chunk of this book. How do you get people in the door? How do you even know who the right person is? Yeah, like for you, right? You know who your podcast avatar is. You could probably explain that person in great detail. And for us, we know who our avatar is for our practice. And we can describe him in great detail. It's important to know that before you know where you're going to market, because how do you know where you need to go if you don't know who you want to get in the office? So getting really clear on your marketing and getting some, not theory. I really hate theory. I think if you want to go get an MBA and learn theory of business, go ahead. But if you want to learn tactical, like actionable things that are working currently and have worked for over 100 practices around the world, like that's what you're going to learn. I'm not trying to waste your time. And I sure as hell didn't want to waste my time writing a bunch of fluff in a book. You know, I have a hard enough time sitting down for 20 minutes to write anything. So it's literally just tactical stuff that I know that works, that's working right now. So that'd be the second thing I'd say, is actual things to get more people in the door. And the third thing is sales. And I think this section, even if you're not interested in going to business for yourself, if you would like to get better outcomes from your patients, you need to learn how to sell. And not just the theory of selling and how that applies to selling a Mercedes-Benz or a house to somebody, but how do you sell to somebody that is a potential patient of yours, or someone who's in the office that's a patient of yours, to get compliance for what you know they need to do, which is in many cases difficult habitual changes, exercises that are not fun, maybe mobility work that feels like martial arts against yourself. Like, there's not really anything cool about what we do. Like, nobody woke up, you know, January 1st and they said, you know, my New Year's resolution is I want to end up in physical therapy. Like, we're not there. We're one step below a dentist. right? And if you can sell that, like if you can understand how to sell your services as a physical therapist, there's pretty much nothing. I mean, you can pretty much sell anything else besides that. So that's the third thing I would say. And that's really the last third of the book. It's all about how to sell.
Yeah. And that's got a dirty word. We've talked about that on this show and, and other shows within the profession. It's not, you're not trying to convince something to buy something they don't need. Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't feel bad about that seller. If you're selling someone something and you know they don't need it, you're a bad person. If you can see someone who is at A, wants to get to B, and you know that you can help them get there, and you have to show them that, that's selling. And that's okay. In my book, anyway, I have no problem with that. That's showing someone that you have value.
Like what you hear? Tell a friend or leave a review on iTunes or Google Play.
Want to thank Brooks Rehabilitation, their Institute of Higher Learning, for sponsoring the show. Residency and fellowship opportunities is what they offer. Check them out at brooksihl.org. Also hosting their fourth annual scholarly symposium that's going on June 22nd in Jacksonville, Florida. Information about the symposium can be found at brooksihl.org. Keynote presentation this year by the editor of PTJ, Alan Jetty. I'll be on hand doing some talks and some live podcasting. Looking for CEUs and to expand your knowledge base? Look no further than brooksihl.org.
On the Hot Seat with three questions on the PT Pinecast.
Three questions brought to you by our sponsors, Aureus Medical Staffing. They find physical therapists jobs. If you're thinking about doing like travel PT, this is a pretty cool gig. I knew a guy who was doing Denver, and then he'd do like the Cape in Massachusetts. Then he'd go back to Denver in the winter, and then he'd go to Hawaii, then Denver. I mean, this dude had it on lock for about a decade.
That's cool.
You can do whatever you want. So, because we know people need PT or need these services all over the country, they find you a spot in all 50 states. So check them out at AureusMedical.com. We're all the major conferences with those guys that let you do what you want to do, where you want to do it. First question is, usually what's something that you've read recently that inspired you, but you can't use your own book. You can't use insurance. It's got to be something else.
I won't. I will not. I'll not throw that out there. Yeah, we'll pick a different one. One book that I read recently that I thought was really good was Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink. I'm a big fan of Ryan Holiday's stuff, especially the idea of The Obstacle Is the Way, the book that he wrote about The Obstacle Is the Way. So that's, I guess, I'm sorry, I'm kind of giving you two, but that's a really small book. So for those of you that are like me and Jimmy, that's one that I've actually gotten all the way through. And Extreme Ownership is Jocko's approach to leading people based off of things he learned while in combat. Those of us that can take, I guess, the approach of every time that something goes wrong, it's us or it's our fault, versus having a victim mentality and blaming others, you're going to be much better off in the long run. And you're going to be much more successful because you're going to be able to actually be more resilient and persevere more, because things are going to happen. In particular, if you decide to go into business for yourself, look, it's going to happen. Okay. And there's nothing you can do about it. So the more you can learn how to deal with the negative, the better you're going to be.
Yeah. I love the fact, I was actually going to call you out on that. Like you mentioned two books, because you and I both only read half the books.
So I know.
One book. We'll add those two together. We'll get one book. second question, where's someone, you're in Atlanta, but you were in the military, you traveled all over. Where's somewhere that you wouldn't mind being for 13 weeks to do a travel assignment? If someone said, hey, come do it here. Come start to help me start a business here. Where would you want to go?
I tell you what, where I would like to go, and not everybody would want to go here, I really like Washington, D.C. I would like to spend a little time there. I think it would be cool to take an assignment there. And I'd bring my kids because they love the museums. Honestly, the main reason why is because my kids they'd probably spend their entire time in those museums. And it's just a cool town, man. Every time I go there, I just really, it's very unique. I like it a lot.
I did PT school just outside there in Arlington. I loved it. I loved the mall and all the museums. Third question, who is someone else that the audience should know more about? I used to ask who's someone else in the field of physical therapy, but now I just open it up. Who's someone else the audience should know more about, maybe follow online or read more about or know about?
So I'm going to give you a super underground guy. And he's a good friend of mine. I actually went to PT school with him. Hopefully he doesn't mind me giving him a little background, but his name's Nate Henry. He's actually still active duty in the Army, and he teaches for the Spinal Manipulation Institute, James Dunning's group. With Nate, you know, the thing with Nate, when we were in school, I would say, and I think he would agree with this, Nate academically did not do great. He got out of school with his degree, and which is awesome. But from a interpersonal standpoint and actually working with people in the clinic, I've seen very few people that are as good as him. Now he's on his way to, I believe, like a second doctoral degree as well as a second fellowship, you know, certification. He's so good at breaking it down into simple, actionable things. And he teaches for their group, but primarily dry needling. So if you ever get a chance to go to any of those dry kneeling courses that are taught by Nathan Henry. He's not teaching too much because he's still at West Point going through the second fellowship that, you know, he's probably picked up a little bit more, but he is one of the best instructors out there. Really good dude, and totally understands the symptom treatment side as well as the training conditioning side and how to get people, you know, moving well for life, which I think is very, very important as well. So Nathan Henry, or Nate Henry, I call him. Take a look at his stuff.
You're off the hot seat. That's three questions from our sponsors, our friends at RA's Medical Staffing. Last thing we do, man, parting shot.
This is The Parting Shot.
The Parting Shot is brought to you by Rock Tape. They're more than just a tape company. They're a movement company. Rock Tape helps athletes of every level go stronger, longer, with the best kinesiology tape, cutting-edge education, and fitness support products. Rock Tape wants people to move more and move better. Find them online at rocktape.com/medical.
What's the one thing we can be really specific here, since your book Insurance is really aimed at the people who are either doing it or thinking about doing it, and we're talking about opening their own business. What would you say? What's your parting shot there?
Well, first of all, I like to hear you say the title every time you do, because you got to draw a solid F-bomb right there. But here's what I would say. Like, if you're on the fence, if the title of this book offends you, do not buy it. And I'm fine with that. This is the reason why I titled it this, because if you live in the middle and you're afraid to take a stance on something, and trust me, I'm going to get some hate on this. And I already have. My mom doesn't even like the title of the f-ing book. Okay. If you hear the title of this and you think to yourself, man, I really hate insurance, I hate dealing with it, you need to get it and you need to read it, because the reality is there's information in there that can help you and is designed to help you and not just, you know, whatever, just teach you some theory that I think is working, because it's not about that. It's about what is actually working. And it's a bit unfair for me, I think, in a way, because I get to see this. I get firsthand, you know, to see people that I help or that are in our groups or have done any of our products change their life, man. I mean, like, people that are going from hating their job to now all of a sudden loving what they do and making twice as much doing it, as well as having more time with their friends and their family. It's easy for me to see that and to say, like, everybody should, you know, learn this information, but I can't make you do that. And you can't see it from my perspective. So I think that if you're on the fence and you think to yourself, yeah, I might want to do that one day, I think the book will be beneficial. And if nothing else, like I said, the forward is, I think, worth it. And it's inspiring for our profession. You know, and I think Kelly did an amazing job. So I'd get it just for that.
You can check it right now, finsurancebook.com. And if you think the information that Danny was kind of spouting off here is valuable, you can listen to him give away for free on his show. And that is the PT Entrepreneur Podcast. And check out his website. He is available at Athletes Potential. Danny, appreciate when you're coming on the show. And oh, yeah, we're giving away a copy of the book, too. So
I'm going to talk to one of you lucky mother. How many F-bombs can we drop in the last couple minutes of the show?
Over under for an hour conversation with Danny, we're also giving away with the book. So check out at PT Pinecast on socials, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We'll give you a copy of the book and let you talk to Danny one-on-one for an hour. I'd say over under an hour conversation, when you get someone fired up about opening a cash practice and being frustrated with insurance, over under 25 would be the F-bomb count.
Yeah, for sure. I've had to dial it back in, man. People don't realize in the Army, it's a filler word. Like, yeah. In between things, you just say F-bomb. That's what happens, man. You know, it is what it is, but that's how I feel. I hate insurance. I don't know who likes them, man. They're the worst. Dude, let's be honest. There's somebody getting really, really wealthy in this country, and it's not the people that are paying premiums, and it's not the people that are taking shitty contracts from these people. It's the people that own these giant conglomerates that, you know, did $460 billion in revenue last year just through Blue Cross Blue Shield. So let open your eyes if you think that they're not actually, like, screwing everybody in this country. We have a serious health insurance problem, not just a healthcare problem.
Danny can go off on this, and I love when he gets fired up. Yeah. Finsurancebook.com. That's where you can grab it pretty much for the price of just getting it to you. Danny, appreciate your time, man. Looking forward to more from you.
Dude, as always, thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Our home on the internet. PTPintcast.com. Created by Build PT. Build PT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what Build PT can do for you today
at Build. buildpt.com.
PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast LLC. It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jim McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University. We talk PT, drink beer, and record it. This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast. The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. More on the show at ptpinecast.com.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.